This goes to PACE. Fax is 9, it's all caps, P-A-C-E. Fax 989-953-5801 regarding Craig Dehaan. It's D like David, E, H-A-A-N like November. Date of birth is 10-19 of 1961. Dear sirs at PACE, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Dehaan. He was actually hospitalized in Alma from January 24th through 2025 through January 30th for respiratory failure secondary to pneumonia. Also, he had sepsis and wound infection of the coccyx wound. They did a culture of the wound, and it looked like it was susceptible to Augmentin, and he's currently on Augmentin orally. He does have appointments with the Alma Wound Clinic also for management of that wound. They state it's getting smaller on the outside, but possibly deeper internally, so they will maybe be doing some debridement. He was very confused at when he was hospitalized. Kidney function remained relatively stable, fortunately. And he thinks he was on the ventilator, but then he signed, after getting off, he signed a do not resuscitate order saying he doesn't want to be intubated again. He doesn't mind using a BiPAP device, but intubation, he doesn't want that again. He's feeling much better today, and he's in the home, and his nursing is there to help him with not only wound care, but medications and also assessments. No current nausea or vomiting. He doesn't have his current weight. No chest pain or palpitations. His breathing is much better. And no sputum production. Urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood, no current diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does have chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Medication list is reviewed. I do want to highlight Bumex, 1 milligram. And he's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Also metoprolol, 100 milligram daily. Mounjaro, 7.5 milligram weekly. And other medications are unchanged. Oh, Kerendia, 10 milligram daily also. Physical exam. He couldn't get a weight. Pulse is 82 and blood pressure 140 over 78. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 29th, 2025. Creatinine is 0.78, greater than 60 GFR. Calcium was 8.7, sodium 135, potassium 4.0. The CO2 was greater than 40. CBC, hemoglobin 14, normal white count, normal platelets. Lymphocytes lower than normal is 0.87. Eosinophils low, 0.01. Immature granulocytes elevated at 0.1. And blood cultures done on 125-25 had no growth. Assessment and plan. Neurogenic bladder with preserved renal function. 2, hypertension. Near to goal. 3, recent hospitalization for respiratory failure with pneumonia and sepsis. And 4, wound infection in the coccyx being managed by the wound care unit. We'd like him to continue having lab studies, renal lab studies for us every 3 months. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.